a book burning on Halloween.
We're burning books that are satanic.
And you'd be surprised which books they consider fuel. Bible, like the New Revised Standard Bible, the American Standard Version, or the American Revised Version. The banned books are listed on our website. The pastor considers them versions of God's Word.
I believe King James Version is God's Word.
What started out as an innocent fascination turned Tara's life into a nightmare filled with oppression. An evil presence made itself known almost immediately.
Pastor considers them versions of God's Word.
I believe King James Version is God's preserved, inspired, inerrant, infallible Word of God.
Give me that thing.
This church doesn't believe in any other version.
I believe King James Version for the English-speaking people
hid the board.
Is God's holy Word.
The church's website spells it out. A Halloween book burning, but also being tossed in the fire, music of almost every genre, and popular books, some by Christian authors.
A lot of different authors that we consider heretics, such as Billy Graham, Rick Warren, the list goes on and on.
Other authors slated for burning include James Dobson, Oral Roberts, T.D. Jakes, and even book by Mother Teresa. And the pastor does have community support.
In my opinion, the King James Version is the only version.
But other residents think burning Bibles is nonsense.
Some of the newer versions, I think, make it easier for people to understand.
The website mentions they'll also be serving food at the burning, fried and barbecue chicken. So far, the Amazing Grace Church has 14 members. The pastor says it's growing and hopes Halloween book burning lights a fire under true believers. The pastor hopes to make the book burning an annual event.
She became.
I had it underneath my dresser. I was so scared, I couldn't sleep, knowing it was under there.
She came back.
But also
said,
being tossed in the fire, music of almost every genre, and popular books, some by Christian authors.
A lot of different.
Doesn't believe in any other version.
Please, King James Version.
Bother me. Please,
playing the Ouija board. Years later, she was drawn back to it again. This time, she made her own Ouija board with a friend.
That one was even more powerful than the one before, moved even stronger. It would say all kinds of wild stuff, and then it would just start saying all this inappropriate things. So, being teenage girls, we just kind of laugh and feel kind of uncomfortable, but we keep playing. And I could tell it was spelling something, but it was going so fast, I couldn't tell what it was spelling, but I saw my name, and it was saying, I'm going to kill you, Tara. I'm going to kill you, Tara.
Okay. It's God's holy word.
The church's website spells it out. A Halloween book burning, but also being tossed in the fire, music of almost every genre. And but the pastor says it's growing. Strange. He hopes Halloween's book burning lights a fire under believers. The pastor.
Into Halloween. The holiday came to America with a wave of Irish immigrants during the potato famine of the 1840s. Holiday customs with them, including bobbing for apples and playing tricks on neighbors, like removing gates from the front of houses. The young pranksters wore masks so they wouldn't be recognized. But over the years, the tradition of harmless tricks grew into outright vandalism.
Back in the 1930s, it really became a dangerous holiday. I mean, there was such hooliganism and vandalism. Trick-or-treating was originally a extortion deal. Give us candy or we'll trash your house.
Storekeepers and neighbors began giving treats or bribes to stop the tricks. And children were encouraged to travel door to door for treats as an alternative to troublemaking. By the late 30s, trick or treat became the holiday greeting.
out in the hall, and there was nobody there.
Tara eventually got married and moved out of the house. The darkness came to her. Then, late one night,
he was still up and I was asleep, and he looked in the hall and he saw this dark figure in the hall, and he ended up saying a prayer.
Trend-shaping early Halloween began to form. A new force, bitterly opposed to all things fake, was taking root all across Europe. Christianity. Samhain would soon find itself in the center of a raging moral battleground. Pagan versus Christian. At the dawn of the first millennium, the world was dominated by people whom we now call pagans. People who, like the Celts, worshipped natural spirits and were not part of any formal religion. But the pagan world would soon collide head-on with a powerful movement on the rise across the world, one that would try to conquer everything non-Christian in its path.
In the first century, there is this Christian conviction that all the spirits that other people worship as the gods of the waterfall and the stars and the air, all the other forces, which we would call natural forces, forces of the universe, are actually demonic beings, actually hostile, evil, belonging to the world which is opposed to God.
Early Christians attacked the pagan world all around them.
The missionaries recognized that the Celtic people had true supernatural experience.
Church has 14 members. The pastor says it's growing, and he hopes Halloween's book burning lights a fire under true believers. The pastor hopes to make the book burning an annual event. Myra Lopez, The Associated Press.
Thank you. WCOM Radio. I'm Furious George. It's Thursday night, 10:20. WCOM 103.5 LPFM, as in low power FM radio, micro powered, community based. Furious to do this every Thursday. It's fun, as you hopefully have already noticed. We're doing a show spotlighting Halloween and all the crazy scariness that's going on there, especially in the right wing nut jobs dedicated to you folks. You're scary. Including that clip about the guys doing a book burning in Canton, North Carolina, right outside of Asheville, North Carolina. And other interesting stuff like the CBN, Pat Robertson, special on Ouija boards.
Terry's marriage eventually fell apart.
So we'll play some more of that weirdness and other good stuff, especially underground hip-hop you might not hear that. Before, we just turned on to Steppa's Delight, Benga track off that compilation, and I'm going to throw in some Flying Lotus and other interesting, spacey, crazy sounds. Happy Hallows Eve, Trick or Treat, Furious.
Bricks.
effects on neighbors, like removing gates from the front of houses. The young pranksters wore masks so they wouldn't be recognized. But over the years, the tradition of harmless tricks grew into outright vandalism.
Back in the 1930s, it really became a dangerous holiday.
Around
the
missionary direction act, the church were not part of any formal religion.
Trick-or-treating was originally an extortion deal. Give us candy or we'll trash your house.
Sanctify them in some way. They're so deep that you can't just wipe them out. So what you do
after
is
watching
baptize
a horror movie at the age of 12,
but missionary soon found that steering the public away from paganism would not be easy.
These cultural traditions are so deep and the images are so deep that you can't just wipe them out. So what you do is baptize them and try to turn them.
What started out as an innocent fascination turned Tara's life into a nightmare, filled with oppression. An evil presence made itself known only immediately.
Decided to challenge pagan beliefs head-on by turning their most important holiday, Samhain, into a day of the church. November 1st was claimed as All Saints Day, a day to honor those Christian saints who did not already have a saint's day of their own.
All Saints Day is also known as All Hallows Day, the word hallow being equivalent to saint. It was the eve of All Hallows that became known as All Hallows Evening, and through a corruption of the evening, Halloween, we got the contemporary word, Halloween.
The church had taken the first step in absorbing the ancient holiday of Samhain. But there were still many pagans who carried on the old beliefs and practices anyway.
costumes or in animal skins, continued to put out offerings for the souls of the dead who were traveling at that particular time, continued to do much of what they had been accustomed to doing, but now doing it under the name of Halloween rather than under the name of Samhain.
And it was moving real fast. And we were looking up at my dad, just kind of laughing, like, look, we're not doing it.
It declared November 2nd to be All Souls Day, a day to remember everyone, saint or not, who died in the last year. It was a direct appropriation of Samhain. But it would take more than that to loosen the grip of age-old traditions. Pope Innocent VIII published a book claiming a direct link between witchcraft and the devil. He then outlawed the pagan Celtic religion altogether, in large part because of its links to witches.
How did you get in? Will you help me?
It has male God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, or woman. So women are not welcome in the hierarchy.
Witches were put on trial all over Europe, and those found guilty were hanged or burned alive. In 1431, the witch hunt sweeping across Europe claimed French heroine Joan of Arc. Even she was found guilty of witchcraft and burned at the stake.
They were looking up at me and laughing, and I was like, that sent some cold chills up your spine. So I said, give me that thing. I said, we're not playing this anymore. I said, I'm getting rid of it.
Tara's dad hid the board. It wasn't long, though, before Tara found it and secretly began playing again.
To me, it was just kind of something that was like a game, something that was just fun for me. I didn't realize the extent of the man that it did.
But the more she played, the more frightened she became.
I had it underneath my dresser. I would get so scared, I couldn't sleep, knowing it was under there.
She came back and said, you know, I found that Ouija board. I've been playing it again, and I can't sleep. It's bothering me. Would you please get rid of it?
The idea of the witch as the embodiment of evil was so powerful that even animals associated with witches took on demonic reputations. The black cats we decorate Halloween with today came from a belief that the cat, nocturnal by nature, was a witch's spirit, but in animal form. And the mysterious bat, a familiar Halloween creature, also has its origins in ancient Samhain ways.
In older times, people had bonfires on Halloween. The mosquitoes attracted to the bonfires, and the bats attracted to the mosquitoes, and probably the owls. So you could see them flying over the Halloween bonfires, and they became associated with the holiday.
But Halloween would make its biggest adaptation in 1570, just as the church was starting to splinter. For as the holy revolution to conquer paganism was reaching its peak, the church itself would soon be torn forever by a revolution from within.
A few years later, she was drawn back to it again. This time, she made her own Ouija board with a friend.
That one was even more powerful than the one before. It moved even stronger. It would say all kinds of wild stuff, and then it would just start saying all this inappropriate things. So, being teenage girls, we just kind of laughed.
Some
spectators
and authors.
We keep playing. And I could tell it was feeling something, but it was going so fast.
He's planning a book burning on Halloween.
But I saw
we're
my name.
Burning books.
And it was saying, I'm going to kill you, Tara. I'm going to kill you, Tara, over and over.
They consider
it saying, our Father which art in heaven. I want to leave say. And
she stopped playing. Are listed on the church's website. Pastor considers them perversions of God's word.
I believe King James Version is God's preserved, inspired, inerrant, infallible word of God.
His church doesn't believe in any other version.
We believe the King James Version for the English
The holiday came to America.
The church's website spells it out. A Halloween book burning, but also being tossed in the fire, music of almost every genre.
We'll be right back.
any sight. For my monster from his lab began to rise. Then suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. He did the mash. It caught on. We'll be right back.
shores of the Irish Sea, the Celts formed an agricultural community. And like any people who lived off the earth, nature could be friend or foe. They were at the mercy of the elements, and winter was the scariest time.
The Celtic Celts, once you harvest within, that was all you'd get. There was no way of getting more. And as the dark days came in, you would look to the winter with a certain amount of trepidation. And it became a time when perhaps your own mortality and the mortality of your community became relevant.
As winter approached, the Celts asked their priests, known as Druids, to pray for them. And the most important night of prayers occurred late in their fall, the last day of the harvest, and the first day of the dark of winter.
In the 1930s, it really became a dangerous holiday. I mean, there was such hooliganism and vandalism. Trick-or-treating was originally a extortion deal. Give us candy or we'll trash your house.
Stop tricks. Check your door to door for treats as an alternative to trouble.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Hey, thanks for listening to Micropowered Radio. I've had a good time tonight playing some of those spooky sounds and clips about Halloween. Hope you guys have a good weekend here. Be safe, have fun, scare somebody, get some tricks and treats. They're in the background. Two fresh beats out of Asheville. Some cool, funky, spooky sounds. Should have played some DJ Spooky tonight, but maybe next time. Micropowered Radio, we get to do whatever we want here, and we have fun doing it. So if you like what you're hearing, keep tuning in to Micropowered Radio at WCOMFM.org or 103.5 FM. I appreciate you listening. I will be checking you guys out here relatively soon next week, and I will hopefully get this music working the way it's supposed to. I will turn over the reins here to Donald with Welcome to the Smooth. Be sure to stick around for that. Micropowered community-based radio, Thursday nights. It's awesome. Happy Halloween, y'all. I'm furious.
Thank you.